Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
In today's show, Bitcoin hits 30,000 to mark its highest price since June of 2022. I'll be breaking down the latest technical analysis. And check this out. 10 years ago today, investors Cameron and Tyler Winklevoss buy 100,000 Bitcoin at under $100 each, and they're still hodling on today. Also in today's show, presidential hopefuls Robert Kennedy Jr. and Ron DeSantis rail against FedNow. In fact, quoting Robert Kennedy Jr., Bitcoin gives the public an escape route from the splatter zone when this bubble invariably bursts. And quoting Max Keiser, Bitcoin demonetizes violence because it's unconfiscatable. It monetizes peace, love, virtue, and morality. These parts of Bitcoin's game theory are playing out in El Salvador since making Bitcoin legal tender. Warmongers hate Bitcoin. They love the U.S. dollar. Also in today's show, MicroStrategy's Bitcoin bet turns green as the price climbs to a new 10-month high. We'll also be discussing Fidelity and Bank of America gaining exposure to Bitcoin as financial giants heavily invest into MicroStrategy. We'll also be discussing a bigger Bitcoin move imminent. Sellers are nowhere to be seen until $40,000, says crypto analyst Willy Wu. Also in today's show, $10 million Bitcoin prices coming amid U.S. dollar collapse, says fund manager. I'll be breaking this down for you. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. All this, plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is First and Foremost, a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. And welcome, everyone. This is pod episode number 1248. So let's get it. Let's start by checking out the market watch, which you can see on the screen. The entire crypto market is pumping. Bitcoin currently above 30,200, up 6% for the day. Even Solana's up 15%, trading above $23. We have Ethereum up almost 3%, trying to regain that $2,000 resistance. And Binance Coin up 5%, trading just under $330. And checking out coinmarketcap.com, the current crypto market cap is above $1.2 trillion, with $51.6 billion in volume in the past 24 hours, with Bitcoin dominance on the rise at 47.1% and the Ether dominance on the decline at 18.6%. And checking out the top 100 crypto gainers in the past 24 hours, Render token up 20%, trading at $1.63, followed by Solana up 15%, trading at $23, followed by Blockstax up 13.5%, trading just above 95 cents. And below that, there's INJ and FTM. And checking out the top 100 crypto gainers for the past week, virtually every cryptocurrency minus two are in the green out of the top 100, with Reindeer leading the pack up 20% and Solana up 15%. And checking out the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, the highest we've seen it in a minute, which is a 68 in greed, yesterday a 62, last week a 62, and last month a 33 in fear. So there you have it. How many of you are having a grand old time with this Bitcoin pump, let me know in the comments right down below. You already know, like, I don't watch TV, but last night I was just watching the charts. And now that we have surpassed that 30,000 psychological level, onwards and upwards, let's go. And now for the latest Bitcoin technical analysis, Bitcoin hit highs not seen since mid-2022 with Bitcoin market cap touching 30,000, or the market actually surpassed 30,400, which is the current high. And in the last 30 days, Bitcoin recorded gains of nearly 46%, rising to its highest level in 10 months on April 11th. I mean, check out this chart, looking sexy as a mofo. Some analysts predict it would regain its 30 price tag as traders wait for the CPI data from the U.S. on April 12th, which is tomorrow, which will give insight into the Fed's battle against inflation. And since last week, the crypto greed and fear index remained firmly within the greed territory, with the latest April 11th update showing a 68 out of a possible 100. Now, the index also hit a score of 68 back in March, March 21st, making its highest level since it recorded a score above 66 on November 16th of 2021, just days after Bitcoin's all-time high was reached of 69,000 on November 10th of 2021. Now, Michael Saylor, the founder and executive chairman of business intelligence firm MicroStrategy, has been an outspoken advocate, to say the least, for Bitcoin, and has been leading the charge for corporations to adopt crypto as a strategic asset. MicroStrategy added billions worth of Bitcoin to its balance sheet and currently owning 140,000 BTC as of April 5th for a total purchase price of $4.17 billion with an average price of roughly $29,800 per coin. So that's his dollar cost average. The latest price jump means MicroStrategy has made a gain on its investment, and I'll be breaking that down a little deeper here in a bit. MicroStrategy has been steadily increasing its Bitcoin holdings since its first purchase began in August of 2020, making them the first publicly traded company to put Bitcoin on its balance sheet. And as pointed out here, it was exactly 10 years ago today, the Winklevoss twins buy 100,000 Bitcoin at under $100 each, in which they are still hodling today. Not too shabby. Somebody run the math. What is 100,000 Bitcoin worth at today's price, considering they only paid $11 million for it 10 years ago? Talk about a come up. You know what I mean? And now let's dive into our next story of the day and discuss FedNow and CBDCs. We got to warn people out there because this is what's coming, and it's definitely not in humanity's best interest. Presidential hopefuls Robert Kennedy Jr. and Ron DeSantis are rallying against the Fed's FedNow payment system, claiming it would pave the way for a central bank digital currency. Facts. I've been warning you about this for a very long time here on the show. In an April 11th Twitter thread, the Democrat RFK Jr., the nephew of former President John Kennedy Jr., once again sounded the alarm bells over central bank digital currencies, describing them as the ultimate mechanisms of social surveillance and control, as he questioned the Fed's claims that FedNow wouldn't be used to facilitate a CBDC. Quoting him here, the claim that FedNow is not the first step towards a CBDC would be more easily digestible were it not aware of the Biden admin's steady barrage of hostile broadsides against cryptocurrencies. And he makes a great point. He added that cryptos like Bitcoin give the public an escape route from the splatter zone when this bubble invariably bursts, and claimed that Biden's administration was colluding with the banksters to keep us all trapped in the bubble of profiteering and control. Now, much respect to Rob Kennedy Jr. Anyone pro Bitcoin, I support. And he's anti-CBDCs and anti-vaccine. So hey, just saying. The claim that FedNow is not the first step towards a CBDC, yeah, as I just mentioned. Now, RFK Jr. filed his documents on April 5th and has been highly critical of CBDCs, stating last week that they grease the slippery slope to financial slavery and political tyranny. FedNow is a 24/7 instant payment system slated to launch in July, which is right around the corner, with the aim of speeding up transfers between financial institutions and businesses, while also providing a government-backed alternative to similar networks provided by the private sector. The Fed has played down the talk of the system potentially being integrated with a CBDC. In fact, on April 8th, it addressed a series of frequently asked questions by saying that no decision has been made to issue a CBDC. Yeah, sure. We've known about this for years, folks. would not do so without clear support from Congress and the executive branch, ideally in the form of a specific authorizing law. Well, we all know they could put that together in a heartbeat, right? In an April 11 tweet responding to the Fed statement, Florida's Republican Governor DeSantis stated it is not merely ideal that major changes in policy receive specific authorization from Congress. It is constitutionally required. Quoting him here, it is not merely ideal that major changes in policy receive specific authorization from Congress. It's constitutionally required. Unaccountable institutions cannot impose a CBDC on Americans. They will tell us that a CBDC won't be abused, but we are wise enough to know better. Preach. Now, unaccountable institutions cannot impose a CBDC to Americans, he said. They would tell us that, but we all know that the wolf comes as a wolf, and you can't trust the wolf, which is the Fed. DeSantis is reportedly eyeing a potential presidential run himself and also been pushing back against CBDCs. And on March 20th, he called for a ban on CBDCs in Florida. So much respect to him. I hope they're successful, but I highly doubt anyone's going to be able to prevent it because this is a plan from the Fed, which has been in the works for many, many years, just stating. Now, what DeSantis is getting worse is the idea that there's more reporting if there is a central bank digital currency than if it's a commercial bank digital currency. Klein spoke at the AFP fact checked on April 11, emphasized that FedNow is purely focused on speeding up the current payment rails, which we all know is nothing more than BS. So with DeSantis and Kennedy Jr. are trying to make you aware of is the facts. We don't want a CBDC and we don't want to participate with the FedNow. Just say no. Just like you would say no to drugs, just say no to CBDCs, and just say no to FedNow. You know what I mean? And now for our next story of the day, let's discuss MicroStrategy. Finally back in the green. They started off the year down billions of dollars, and now, they're killing it. So yeah, much respect to Michael Saylor. Check it out. Business intelligence and Fortune 500 company MicroStrategy's Bitcoin investment has turned green again, as Bitcoin passed the critical resistance of 29,000 to record a new 10-month high, of which is now 30,400. MicroStrategy started investing in Bitcoin in the second quarter of 2020 when the Bitcoin price was trading at around $10,000. And since then, the business intelligence firm made a series of Bitcoin purchases over the period of 2 years, which we call DCA, dollar cost average. The firm accumulated a total of 140,000 Bitcoin acquired for nearly $4.17 billion at an average price of $29,803. MicroStrategy's founder, Michael Saylor, introduced the Bitcoin strategy as a treasury hedge and asset over the United States dollar. Remember, he described the U.S. dollar on the balance sheet as a melting ice cube. And apart from holding Bitcoin personally and on the company balance sheet, Saylor has convinced several public companies to accumulate Bitcoin on their balance sheet, including the likes of Tesla, SpaceX, and dozens others. The Bitcoin bet made by Fortune 500 company looked lucrative throughout the bull market of 2021. However, a prolonged crypto winter in 2022, fueled by multiple crypto contagions brought upon by the collapse of the leading crypto unicorns, crashed the Bitcoin price action by over 70%. The same Bitcoin bet that looked lucrative in 2021 attracted a lot of flack from crypto critics as MicroStrategy's Bitcoin investment was at a 50% loss at the peak of the bear market in 2022. However, Saylor survived the storm and always maintained that they had full confidence in Bitcoin's underlying fundamentals and will continue to invest in the top crypto. In fact, in an interview, Saylor said the Bitcoin investments should be judged from a 4-year price cycle rather than be based on a 1-year bear or bull market. And he makes a great point. You got to have a long-term trajectory with this stuff. It's not get rich quick. After a disastrous 2022, Bitcoin had shown strength throughout 2023 with the price seeing over a 55% increase in the first quarter of the year. And in fact, we're probably up over 80% now year to date. And this baby is just getting started. So again, kudos to MicroStrategy and Michael Saylor for their conviction in the king crypto, even when many people were writing Bitcoin off, especially last year when we crashed to 15,700 around that ballpark, and many people were calling for lower lows below $10,000. Yeah, I mean, but fortunately, the king crypto held up, and now we're seeing new yearly highs and 10-month highs, which you gotta love and you gotta respect the pump. But anyways, now for our next breaking story of the day, Fidelity and Bank of America gain exposure to Bitcoin through MicroStrategy. That's right. Financial titans Fidelity and Bank of America are now indirect owners of Bitcoin after the two firms heavily accumulated shares of MicroStrategy in the first quarter of the year. MicroStrategy, as I mentioned, is the largest largest institutional holder of Bitcoin, owning over 140,000 Bitcoin worth over $4.2 billion. Data from CNN shows that Bank of America is now the fourth largest shareholder of MicroStrategy after the bank bought tens of millions of dollars worth of MicroStrategy stock in quarter one of 2023. And according to CNN, Bank of America has 2.37% stake in MicroStrategy, owning 226,980 MSTR shares worth $59.5 million as of quarter one. The banking giant made most of its MicroStrategy purchase during the previous quarter, buying 226,500 shares to represent a massive 47,786% growth in ownership on a quarter-over-quarter basis. Meanwhile, Fidelity is the ninth largest MicroStrategy holder with a 1% stake in the business intelligence firm. CNN shows that the financial services company owns 97,134 MicroStrategy shares worth over $25.47 million as of quarter one of this year. And Fidelity also supersized its MicroStrategy holdings last quarter after accumulating 96,800 shares, marking an increase of over 28,982% compared to its quarter four 2022 stake in MicroStrategy. So talk about mass accumulation. Wiley followed crypto trader Dr. Profits tells his almost 200,000 Twitter followers that both Fidelity and Bank of America are indirectly buying Bitcoin by accumulating MicroStrategy shares. Quoting them here, Fidelity and Bank of America bought Bitcoin indirectly while becoming one of the top 10 share owners of MicroStrategy that owns more than several billion dollars worth of Bitcoin. Most of these share purchases took place in the first quarter of this year. Think about that for a minute and let that sink in, right? Pretty good stuff. And now let's dive into our next story of the day, and that's a bullish price prediction of $40,000 coming from on-chain analyst Wooly Woo. And then we'll dive into this $10 million price prediction from a finance manager. And yeah, so let's break this down. And shout out to Wooly Woo. Popular on-chain analyst Wooly Woo thinks that certain metrics are hinting that Bitcoin is about to take off on a big move. You can say that again. The network fundamentals have never been stronger. We're hitting new all-time highs in hash rates literally every day. Wu tells his 1 million Twitter followers that the Bitcoin cost basis analysis should signal the Bitcoin reaccumulation phase has begun. That's right. The analyst shares a chart showing the cost basis of long-term hodlers, or those who have held on to Bitcoin for at least 155 days, and the short-term hodlers. Where my long-term hodlers at? Make some noise in the live chat. Now, short-term hodlers have a lower cost basis, obviously, than the longer-term hodlers, suggesting that Bitcoin had already carved a bear market bottom in the last few months and is now about to enter a new phase. As he shares here, bottoms are signaled when short-term hodlers, which are recent buyers, got in cheaper than the long-term hodlers. We are now moving out of this regimen or regime, as pointed out here alongside this chart. The analyst also says that April will be an interesting month to watch for Bitcoin, as sellers are nowhere to be seen until 40,000. As he shares here, order book liquidity is thinning out, and a big liquidity gap from here to 40,000. Volatility ramping up is a near certainty. So there you have it. Expect an incoming 40,000 price action. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the on-chain analyst. He also notes that Bitcoin's price stability is forming a peak, which could be an indication that it's about to take off in price. Send it. Price stability forming a peak. This is a probabilistically a prelude to a big move. It usually happens within a week. So there you have it. How many of you would love to see a $40,000 Bitcoin price action within a week from us hitting this 30,000 mark? Let me know in the comments right down below. And now let's dive into our final featured story of the day. And that's this $10 million Bitcoin price prediction. The founder of Boston-based investment management firm says the US dollar is heading towards a total collapse. That's right. An event that will fuel a massive rise of the Bitcoin price action. Larry Leppard, founder and managing partner at Equity Management Associates, says it's now obvious that the dollar will continue its decade-long spiral of depreciation to the benefit of hard assets like BTC. In a new interview with Kitco, Leppard forecast the demise of the dollar within 10 years. So today's date, 2023, he's ultimately saying by 2033, the dollar will be its demise. It says people will flock to Bitcoin and other scarce assets as they realize the US dollar is doomed. Hopefully they realize that sooner than later. Quoting him here, I think the intelligent people in the world and ultimately most people get the joke and realize that fiat currency is losing value consistently. And as that trend grows, people will go into Bitcoin. They'll go to Bitcoin. They'll go to gold. They'll go to property. Nobody's going to be stupid enough to buy bonds from a set of governments that have proven they can't manage hedge the currency correctly. Now, Leppert says Bitcoin's cap supply of 21 million coins gives it a key advantage over gold and will play a central role in its long-term parabolic rise to a price action of $10 million per BTC. Quoting him here, if gold goes to $10,000 tomorrow, we're going to mine more gold. There's just no doubt because we know where it is. It's just not economical to get it out of the ground right now. Whereas if Bitcoin goes to 100,000 tomorrow, there's not going to be any more Bitcoin created. So that's a very powerful thing. There's 7+ billion people on the planet, and there are only 21 million of these coins. It is a very sound form of money. And as more and more people come to realize they should save in this form of money, the price is going to go much higher, in my opinion. I think we'll hit $100,000. Then I think we'll hit $1 million, and I think we'll ultimately hit $10 million a coin. I am sure my grandkids will be shocked at people who own one coin. I mean, being a whole coiner will be a big deal. Shout out to my whole coiners out there. Leppert cautions the Bitcoin will remain highly volatile with major downturns along the way. And as for risk to Bitcoin, Leppert says he highly doubts the technology will fail. He sees major use cases and growth, and he can't really see a scenario where Bitcoin doesn't win in the long run. He does believe governments could try to slow it down, in which they always do, by making it more difficult to enter and exit the crypto markets and with higher capital gain taxes. But he believes that would ultimately serve as a signal that Bitcoin is the future and here to stay. So there you have it. Very powerful words by Larry Leppert. Let me know if you agree or disagree with his $10 million Bitcoin price prediction within the next 10 years and the demise of the US dollar. I think it's inevitable. The death of the dollar just means in a parabolic Bitcoin price action. So you got to love it. And again, we're pumping right now. I'm hoping we can hit a new yearly high during this live stream while we're doing some Q&A, which is our next segment of the show. And don't forget to check out CryptoNewsAlerts.net for the full premium experience with video and to participate in the live Q&A. And I look forward to seeing you on tomorrow's episode.